Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now,
be curious, not judgmental.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
May not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
Streaming on WEEI.com and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
What is the nonsense about my closet?
Really?
I don't know how you find anything in that.
What do you mean? I know exactly where everything is.
Things are thrown on the ground. You have a beautiful system put in place by Echelon, and you choose to disrespect it like that.
This is
the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
Hilly. We're happy to have the Hill Man.
I love the show, by the way. It's great.
Starring Greg Hill.
Why do you have so many pillows? Like, what? How many pillows is one?
No, I love a good pillow.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
They jealous of us.
Wiggy.
If it was Chasing Destiny, Ladies on the Road, or something along those lines.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
I mean, Courtney, I'm not really sure I understand that.
Courtney Cox.
Used and abused.
Don't you want to sleep in your own bed?
Yeah. Yes, I do, but sometimes I like a nice cuddle.
And accompanied by
Hi.
Two big brains behind the glass.
David Ortiz.
Curtis.
I would help, ladies. Get your little behind out of here.
And Shime.
I love David Ortiz, and he was important to this city.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes.
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
On Boston Sports Original.
Cheers. Crushing beers. Watching the pass.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
What is up?
Wiggy, I love the do. What are you doing with the hair?
I do what most people do, get the hair done.
It hasn't looked like this the last week or this
week. Oh, because I braided it.
It looks fantastic. Yeah. Is that for the photo shoot today?
No, maybe it's for the day in the life.
I see. Is today the day, your day in the life?
No.
But, well, you look fantastic.
It does look very good.
Your Bob is out of town, but most people get their hair done.
This is a tough subject this morning.
Well, most people get their, when do you get your hair done? Every couple of weeks?
Yeah, I go every couple of weeks. I try to go over there for a beard trim when I can get a beard. But here's the issue. We have some sort of a Odyssey-related new photo shoot for the show. I guess maybe to include Shime or whatever. And I was unable to get my barber to see me this week because the man is busy. So I will do the photo shoot, but it's just going to lead to endless mocking and ridicule when it comes to my appearance. Which
the rugged looks in right now.
Huh?
The rugged look is in.
It's not rugged. It's unkempt. The look is unkempt.
Well, no matter how you look, Courtney's going to tell you that look
you
is
look
in,
great.
So you're fine.
They touch up photos all the time for like high school yearbook photos. Can't we have somebody do that for us? Or don't we?
Yeah.
It's not in the budget.
We it's the Greg Hill Show.
Yeah. I suppose we could do the photo shoot and then superimpose the head of Liam Hemsworth or somebody onto mine. Would that be acceptable? Yeah.
I think you might want to go Chris Hemsworth.
Chris, Chris, which one's the hot one?
Liam.
I think Chris is Thor. So.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. You're on a sports station and you're debating who's hotter, Chris or Liam Hemsworth. What's wrong with you, Sean?
Please. And this is a great conversation. Chris Hemsworth all the way.
Welcome to my personal hell.
His bank bankroll is way more than Liam, so I guess that would make it.
What?
No. Liam's is way more than Chris.
No, Sean.
Are you out of your mind?
Liam was famous before Chris.
Chris
Liam was
Storm.
In like a Nicholas Sparks movie. Yeah. With
Name
Cyrus.
One movie Liam's been in.
The Longest Ride with Miley Cyrus. Is that the name of it?
It is the name of it, and Hollywood decided later that they picked the absolute wrong name for the film.
Have you ever heard of The Avengers?
Okay, are you ready? Net worth, Liam Hemsworth. Any guesses?
I'd say...
$5 million.
$10
million. $32,000. $30 million. What? Chris Hemsworth, $130 million.
Yeah. Wrong. And it's the last song, that's the one that I was thinking of.
If he's a Marvel actor, he has a higher net worth.
Okay.
Yeah, one's doing a Netflix series.
I just think of it because he was married to Miley Cyrus, so he has to be...
That's Miley Cyrus, though. That's different.
Yeah, Christian Fourier said she's perfect amount hot and crazy.
Curtis, good morning. How are you?
I am great, Greg. Okay. Got the big photo shoot today. Very excited.
Uh-huh.
And looking forward to standing next to you and looking good.
Well, obviously a big day for you being that you're the meteorologist here at WEEI.
It is a little chilly out there. I think we'll probably get to it at some point. But the record cold is not now. It's tomorrow morning,
okay,
which is Saturday, which there was already no school tomorrow. So not exactly sure if they missed the forecast. It's currently 30 degrees, or let me just check my weather app here. I mean, my modeling system. And it is right now in the city of Boston, 28 degrees.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised that there is no school today. I mean, I don't want to be... the old get off my lawn curmudgeon guy. Mm. But I mean, we did, you know, during my day back in the 30s, uh-huh. we did indeed go to school if it was in the 30s. So I understand it's going to get cold and windy, but that is based on most weather forecasters, that is this afternoon or this evening when that happens.
Yeah, and I believe that's the issue, is kids getting home from school today.
Ah, I see.
Okay, how about an early release, half day?
I don't disagree. I'm just saying, I think that was their logic.
Do people in Minneapolis, are they all illiterate? Do they never go to school? What about Green Bay?
I mean, there are areas where it is colder than here.
Yes.
Chicago, chilly in the wintertime.
Minnesota being one place where I lived. Much colder than
different type of cold.
And did they have school there, Wiggy?
They did have school.
Wow, we should try to get their mayor on.
Yeah, they did have school.
But we live in different times.
Yeah,
I think we just have to embrace that, Curtis. There's mm-hmm. nothing. There's
and
nothing.
Also, the people on Twitter. I sent out a benign tweet, which I guess is there's never a benign tweet. I could be like, "Good morning," and people would say, "F off." But I said, "What are we doing here?" When they announced yesterday afternoon at like 2 that school was canceled today in Boston. The people are just so enraged by that. They're like, it's going to be cold, idiot. Like, what?
Especially
it's winter time. It's cold.
If it's just cold, this should be a work from home type situation. Yeah, they want to keep them home. They have the capabilities of giving them schoolwork from their house.
Yeah.
But our schools are old. Remember that. So, the heating system doesn't work.
No, the heating system works in the school.
Well, in the summertime, they said the air conditioning don't
work. The excuse that they always use is that they have to wait at the bus stop in the cold.
Yeah.
That we have to walk from the vehicle into the workplace. People are going to go about their business, I'm assuming, and the youth of America should as well.
And you know what? We have this thing. We have new technology that didn't exist when I was a little wee chap, where the bus could send a text 10 minutes in advance of each stop by the minute to say, okay, time to walk out. Right?
May I predict the kicker on every local newscast today? While it's cold outside, colder than it's been ever, there is one sign of spring, and that's the Red Sox equipment truck. It's truck day at Fenway Park. That, are we covering that live at this radio station, Curtis?
The thought of bats and balls traveling south on 95 makes me warm.
Mm. People love it, though. People are all about
it. Do they?
Yes.
Divine people.
Well, I mean, like, when I was at Nesson, I did 3 days in a row with Rick Porcello talking about the Red Sox.
And therein lies the issue with Nesson. tell me anybody, name one person other than Bradfo that loves Truck Day.
Steve.
Yeah. My grandfather.
Steve who?
Steve.
Steve.
Talking about Steve Perrault?
Yeah, right. Oh, God.
Okay, that's his last name.
I have one.
I started thinking of your friend Carp, and I'm like, wait, no, that's...
No, that's the guy you shamed me for not knowing his name.
Oh, yeah, that was sad.
By the way, Myrna, huge fan of Truck Day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can we get Myrna on the show today to talk about Truck Day?
I'd say anybody born in the 20s
loves truck
enjoys Truck Day.
Yeah, well,
it's a tradition.
They were shocked by the wonder of a truck when it first arrived.
Today is apparently the 20th anniversary of Truck Day, according to the Red Sox.
Wow.
They will be shipping 20,000 baseballs down to Fort Myers. Is there any way that that's an accurate piece of reporting for the Red Sox? Are they really jamming 20,000 baseballs into a truck? And if so, why do they need 20? Do they not have, I don't know, 10,000 baseballs already in Fort Myers? Could they not ship them to Fort Myers?
You know what really struck me this morning? I saw a Boston Globe delivery truck, not electric. And I don't think the Red Sox truck's electric.
It's gas prices.
Imagine if one ball gets loose. There's nothing worse than hearing something jingling in your trunk the entire drive. Yeah. That must be infuriating.
No, that's just Will Fleming.
Right. Well, anyway, I guess it is a sign of spring.
It is.
When we maybe need it the most. So it's Truck Day, and we'll have live coverage on this radio station all day long. We're going to send, we should put Jackson in the truck. We should sneak Jackson in the back of the truck.
All right.
And then he can cover it all the way down to Fort Myers for WEEI. What do you think of that, Sean?
I think that's a great idea, okay. Greg.
Jackson, might be one nice of the best haircut ideas today.
Tell him to grab some gear, too. The back of that truck.
Okay. we are going to get to the following on today's show. The Leeds coming up at 6:25, right around there. And then they said it. At 7:20, they said it is a quick back and forth on what they said in sports yesterday. And a New England Patriot has a message for Scheim and the rest of the Mac haters out there. So we'll discuss that and other things during They Said It. News with Courtney coming up at 7:30 on today's show. And that includes assault with a deadly but delicious chicken in Minnesota. And, oh! Big happenings on the show at 9. Blind Date Mary will be in the studio.
Oh, I really hope I don't regret this.
I forgot about that.
I was losing sleep last night.
I don't think you'll regret it.
All right. Well, because she's probably a little bit nervous. She told me she's excited.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a...
She might find love today.
I know.
I think it will be interesting. I'm hoping that Wiggy is... polite in the way in which
I'm always polite. I just try to help out. Tell it like it is. I'm not going to lie to her like you two.
Good morning.
Be like, oh, you're doing such a great job out there.
She is.
Well, then if she is, she wouldn't be, her pickle wouldn't be off.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's, pickle. Curtis, you brought up Minnesota. And Jeff is on the phone from Minnesota. Is that the land of 10,000 lakes?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Minnesota.
You got it, but they're over 11,000, just saying.
Oh.
So I teach sixth grade here in Minnesota, and love the show, by the way. Just got to say that.
Thank you.
But right now it's 13 degrees below zero, and that's not even the wind chill or at the field temperature.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to say, for example, we got several kids who are neglected. They don't get to school with a coat or anything. They walk to school. Parents just shove them out the door.
Yeah.
So there's that factor. Then talk about this, like Curtis said, hey, let them out early. Well, in our situation, we don't have bus drivers that are available. Mm-hmm. So it's either you go to school or you don't. And then finally, it's been so cold here, and Wiggy can relate, he was here.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the buses don't start.
Yeah.
So you got all those factors. Yeah. Love the show. Keep up the great work.
Wait, but do you have school today, Jeff?
Oh, heck yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So then,
yeah.
Unbelievable.
It wasn't even a thought.
-13, and you have school.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Real Americans.
Yep.
The nicest Curtis, Americans,
the
too.
The Midwest.
You nailed it, Curtis.
I mean, but it's just like, I don't get it. I really don't. If there are students that are in danger, then do a case-by-case basis. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we don't want people getting sick, but there has to be a workaround. Mm-hmm. Instead of 24 hours before the Arctic blast arrives, you cancel school.
Have I ever told the horribly traumatic chicken coop story on the show?
No. Okay. You like Smokey?
Huh?
You like Smokey from Friday? Was just stuck in the pigeon coop?
No, when I grew up, my old man was mm-hmm. a gentleman farmer. So okay. we had farm animals.
Oh. Huh?
So if you want, as it relates to the cold, not right now, I'll tease it.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you the horrifically traumatic chicken coop story later on the show. If
wow.
you want. All right. How was that for a tease?
Yeah, that was
pretty
good.
All
excellent.
Right. Got me wanting chicken now.
We must get to Courtney right now and to what is trending.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Celtics take on the Suns tonight. Tip at 7:30. Marcus Smart is listed as out. And some exciting news. Both Jays are officially headed to Salt Lake City for the All-Star game. Jaylen Brown has been named as a reserve. Money on this game tonight, Chime?
No money on the All-Star games or anything, or the Celtics. No action this weekend. I'm saving up the rest of my bankroll for the Super Bowl.
All right.
Oh. Okay.
I will be there tonight in the building.
Oh, at the game?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Elsewhere in the NBA, all eyes on LeBron James as he's now just 63 points away from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Scoring record on pace to either break it against the Thunder Tuesday or the Bucks on Thursday. Ticket prices have skyrocketed. Wiggy sent us this story yesterday. The most expensive ticket for the Thunder game going for $92,000.
Wow. Man.
Yeah, that's insane. Huh. And we've got Eagles Chiefs facing off at State Farm Stadium in Arizona next weekend, Sunday the 12th. Reminder that you can listen to the big game right here on WEEI. So listen on 93.7 or for free on the Odyssey app. And when it comes to the Patriots, we're all under the impression that Gerard Mayo is being promised something to keep him in New England. Tommy Curran said, pump the brakes.
I think titles, Bill, is so afflicted with what they mean, which is ironic because he actually pretends the opposite is true. Titles don't mean anything around here. That's why we don't give them up. That's false. That doesn't surprise me at all. In conversations that I've had, it's been indicated to me, I don't care about money, Mayo meaning. He doesn't care about titles. He cares about the opportunity to advance his career in the direction of what he hopes to be, which is an NFL head coach. So if he feels more confident that will arise from whatever agreement they strike, I think that's to the good.
So he doesn't care about titles,
he doesn't care about money. Getting on DC, and I don't get the whole, what changes? He gets a pay raise. I thought I saw, was it Karen Grigian who said that? So what changes? All right, he gets a pay raise. What is going to change title-wise?
Well, Tom E. Curran just told you nothing is changing title-wise. Right. But what clearly has changed is that he has been given the assurance that he is going to be given the opportunity to be a head coach here. Otherwise, he would have interviewed with the Panthers.
No, I think that he might have looked at certain situations and thought the Panthers interview was just a sham because they ended up hiring Frank Reich. So he probably was like, why am I going to go on do an interview for a job that I'm not even going to get? They're just looking for, you know, the Rooney Rule black guy.
All I got from this is that I don't think he's going to be assistant head coach this season if there's not going to be any type of title change.
No.
Chicken marsala, chicken parm, chicken stir fry, chicken cutlets, lemon chicken. There are so many reasons to head to Shaw's and Star Market. Today through Thursday, chicken is on sale. Get value pack boneless chicken breast or thighs for just $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 packages per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
Today is a chicken day. Great chicken story, you and the chicken.
Yep. That's true.
Somebody's going to be eating chicken today.
That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Is this what's actually going on around me?
It is.
Brought it up. You brought up the chicken coop story. Then well, Courtney got the chicken.
Yes, I did. Yes, you're correct.
Yep, I think I'm going to Yaz Chicken in Lawrence.
Oh, you are? Oh, everybody says it's very good.
Oh, man.
It's closed. It's cold.
No, I like fried chicken.
31 degrees. You heard that right. 31 degrees with flurries right now in Boston. But we have wind chill that is going to be dangerous overnight into Saturday, 35 below zero.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, breaking news from Curtis. Life is canceled today because it's going to be cold in the middle of winter, smack dab in the middle of winter. I mean, it's, what is it, 25 blistering cold degrees right now, Curtis?
31 in the city of Boston and no school.
Cancel everything. Cancel it. Do not leave your home over the next 48 hours.
Removing obstacles from your children's life does not benefit them.
Well, you know whose fault it is. Shime says this all the time. It's mine because I'm a near boomer parent. So I created.
That is true.
The children. That
you allowed this.
Right. Yeah. I propagated
encouraged it. Really.
I did.
What the hell was this when Ray Flynn was mayor and I was going to school?
I know.
I would have loved all these days off.
I know.
Was Ray Flynn the mayor of Brooklyn?
No, actually he wasn't. Yeah, I mean, I was only in Brooklyn for a hot minute.
Oh, okay.
Just got my roots there real quick. Me, right. Biggie, and Michael Jordan. Oh, and Tyson.
And J-Lo.
Well, it is.
The Bronx.
It's a Friday, and a lot going on this morning on the show, including They Said It. At 7:20, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And a New England Patriot has a message for Shime and Wiggy and the rest of the noted Mac Jones haters. So we'll get to that during They Said It at 7:20 this morning. And then at 9, because you're probably going to be home huddling in the warmth, I guess. Anyway, at 9, you should watch Twitch because... Blind Dating Game Mary will be in the studio. We'll get to meet Mary. You'll get to meet Mary, and we'll find out what is going on with Mary at 9 on today's show. You can watch this program on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And this show on Twitch is presented by Kentucky Owl, the Wise Man, American Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie.
John,
I drove my Chevy
there is. There's no way that that is intentional.
100% intentional, Greg.
Unless you have upped your rejoin game by 1,000%, this is intentional on your part on this day today.
This is 100% intentional. I'm honing my craft, Greg. I'm upping my game. I'm getting better at this job day after day.
Sean.
And I have learned that today is the day the music died.
Let it breathe. Let it breathe. Let it breathe.
Rock and roll. Can music save your mortal soul?
Is this J-Lo?
Can you teach me how to dance real slow?
Sean, this being the day, February 3rd being one of the saddest days in rock and roll history, the day the music died, what does that mean? Who died?
That would mean Buddy Holly and was it Frankie Valli, correct?
Richie Valens.
Richie Valens. Yes. Damn it.
La Bamba.
And
para bailar La Bamba. Se necesita una poca de gracia.
Did you say La Bamba?
La Bamba. Okay. La Bamba.
And then
a movie about it.
Yeah, they did. And don't forget, the Big Bopper also died on this day.
Don McLean was
and
remembering.
A plane crash. And yes, wow.
And he threw a perfect game.
Chime, fantastic. You made my week, Chime.
To be fair, the article I read about it only said Holly and Valli died and the Big Bopper. So that's why I was like, oh, crap, I don't remember his first name. And so that's where the mess came.
All right. Leads this morning brought to you by Ketch's Law Group. Ketch's has had the backs of New England's construction workers since 1986. You pay nothing unless they win. If you've been injured, get a free evaluation when you call 508-321-7000 or when you visit ketcheslaw.com. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Gregory. Well, I'm going to go a little non-sports lead for you today, a little curveball.
Okay.
Because this weekend, there's actually a major event going on in the city of Boston. You guys may not consider it a major event, but my ilk does.
Uh-huh.
And that would be the Call of Duty League Major 2 is happening right now in the city of Boston.
Yes.
It started yesterday. It's happening over at MGM Fenway.
Sean, I happen to be at MGM Fenway for a meeting on Wednesday, and they were setting everything up. It's incredible.
The videos I saw from yesterday's day one look awesome. I will be there tomorrow. So if you're there at all tomorrow, come find me. I will be lurching around. Yeah. I will be watching. I will be enjoying every second I can.
Are you a part of Breach Nation?
I am a big fan of The Breach.
By
Into the Void,
if
you will.
You can't say the word breach around Curtis or he faints.
I already fainted with the chicken talk.
And Shime, a new Call of Duty map coming. I like the map that they have for solos, but a mini map coming.
A new resurgence map in Warzone. Yeah.
So the thing is sold out. Has
Correct.
Been forever.
Mm-hmm.
This is I just don't get it because
it's Call of Duty, man.
Because I'm old. But the thing is sold out. And then they have the minor league teams that are playing at Fenway Park.
The challenger teams, yep.
The challenger teams are playing at Fenway.
Correct, at different times.
Yeah, and not a single one of them has a girlfriend.
That's not true. Some of them even have wives.
They do?
Yeah.
You can make good money in it.
So last week I actually went down to Helix and I watched one of the qualifier matches mm-hmm. prior to the event. So I'll be there on Saturday. If you're there on Saturday, you see me, feel free to say hello. Please don't hesitate. Okay. It's going to be a lot of fun. The event is awesome.
Is it team deathmatch format? Awesome.
Wiggy, do you hear the person talking? Can you just
I'm asking them a question.
Can you just wait till they finish the sentence?
Oh, go ahead. Finish your sentence.
So it's going to be an awesome atmosphere. No, it's not team death format. There is a certain format to it where you're playing search and destroy. Hardpoint and Control are the three different types of game modes. And it's best of five. And so it's going to be an awesome, awesome weekend. So please enjoy yourselves. Be safe out there because it will be cold Saturday. But enjoy the event. It's going to be awesome.
What does the average Boston Breach player make?
That I don't know. I don't actually know the salaries. It's different in esports. So in Valorant, I know it's like 50,000 a year, 60,000 a year. So it's not a lot. I don't know exactly what the CDL pays, but it's probably in that general vicinity.
Is there a red carpet and when their moms drop them off, all the cameras are on them?
No.
Any other questions about this event?
All right.
I have the average salary.
Oh, you do?
Is everybody done talking? God forbid somebody's like, wait a second, I'm talking.
Well, it only happens.
I'm talking.
It only happens at the beginning.
You want me to finish?
It only happens at the beginning of the show. I mean, do you want me to just ignore it?
No. That's a conversation. I jump in sometimes.
No. $55,000. In the middle of people's sentences, they don't even get a word out for
the first... Well, it was taking forever to get to where I had a question. I mean, he was taking forever here.
I'm just trying to improve the sound of the show.
Well, I understand that, but I think people are like, all right, you're taking forever here. Well, you know, the ride takes 30 minutes and you're at an hour and a half, so get
there. While we're young.
$55,000.
Okay. Uh-huh. So people are sitting there saying, Wiggy, please interrupt Shime. The sentence is too long.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. I just texted that to the show.
What's the average salary?
$55,000.
Oh.
And then what they do on top of that is parlay it into different content on YouTube and Twitch and stuff like that.
Huh. Okay. Thank you, Shime. Curtis, good morning.
Hey, Greg. Listening to Jones yesterday with Jones and Mago, and he was very critical of the Kraft video. And I feel that we have been somewhat fraudulent, because Greg, you and I yesterday ripped Giselle for making the announcement about her by writing an open comment to the public. Robert Kraft, instead of just calling Tom, which I'm sure he did, decided to go on CNN and discuss the need to bring him back and how he's a son and should end his career with the Patriots. That's really, I think, a rough look in hindsight, considering that you can do that at any point. He was trying to get ahead of the story and say how much he loved Tom, don't remember what happened at the end. So I have the terms for Tom Brady to capitulate and sign a one-day contract to end his career with the Patriots. He does that if Robert Kraft presents to the public the last and final offer they made to Tom Brady before he went to Tampa Bay. Because then there's no more confusion. Who chose what? There's no more this, well, Volan reported or Gasper reported or whatever. They present it because if he's your son, then let's see what the last offer you made him, and then we can all move forward. Then Tom signs his one-day contract. Bob's your uncle. They retire the number. Why not?
I mean, it might not go in the direction that you think it's going to go in. I mean, it's possible that Tom Brady was the one who wanted to
exactly.
leave.
That's possible. So I say, let's do it. Put your cards on the table.
Okay. Thank you, Curtis. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We talked about it a little bit immediately after DeMar Hamlin was seen at that Bills game when it was snowing up in the suite, and people were like, well, is it really him or is he still in the hospital? People are taking it another step further. If you look at people that are into conspiracies on social media, now they are really jumping the shark. It's getting out of hand, and I'm pleading with the public to please leave this guy alone. We've seen video after video of him. The Bills have released a video of him talking about his new initiative. People are now trying to say that he actually died.
Oh.
And this is a body double
huh.
that they are presenting to the public.
I see.
And they're trying
Greg, don't even. They're trying to say that it's the big vid that got him. Oh. And they're trying to go vaccine route. Oh. Enough is enough.
Uh-huh.
This guy suffered a traumatic situation in front of the entire world,
uh-huh.
got through it, and is trying to make a difference moving forward and trying to make a comeback. And now we're going to sit here and pick apart and zoom in on every angle of his face, his eyes, yeah. his mouth, and say that it's a body double.
Well, there was one part of that video where his mustache drooped a little bit.
No.
Like it was falling off.
It's crazy to me, and it's actually disgusting that this is what the world has come to.
All right.
And it's actually infuriating. Every time I see a tweet, I like, block. Enough is enough. Let the guy do what he's got to do to make a comeback.
What about the video he spoke in where you could see, still think it's...
They're zooming in on like his eye, saying his eye looks different than before. Yeah, he was in the hospital intubated. I bet he's lost a bit of weight and it probably has suffered some changes.
Huh. Just ask Wiggy what he thinks about Pac. Pac still alive?
Oh, yeah. Pac is definitely still alive.
So, I mean, these kind of conspiracy theories are out there forever.
I seen him at the Celtics game probably about 6 years ago on TV.
Did he say hello?
Well, no. I mean, I was watching on television, but Pac is alive.
You're talking about Sari Pac, the female golfer?
No. That would be Tupac Shakur.
Oh. Tupac rejoin?
You got it. Oh, yeah. All day.
Wiggy, your lead this morning?
All right. Good morning. So, yesterday we kind of touched base a little bit. I think it was Francesa and Mad Dog and... Stephen A. Smith, where they talked about Peyton Manning was the best regular season quarterback and Tom Brady and Joe Montana was the best playoff quarterback. There will never, ever, based on what we know and what we've seen with Tom Brady, that will even be close. And then we had the discussion about Michael Jordan and LeBron James and even Steph Curry. The difference in what we see in sports and what Brady has done will never, ever, and people got to understand this, there will never be another professional athlete to do what he is able to do and even come close to Tom Brady. The LeBron Jordan thing, especially, I think, Courtney, this was part of your trending,
mm-hmm.
where he's only, I don't know how many points he's away from breaking
63.
Breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time scoring record. There are people that have the conversation. Now, granted, he's only two championships behind Jordan, but he played in 10 finals. And similar to Brady, where Brady played in a multiple, you know, what, 9 total Super Bowls, and he won 7. You can make the argument, and people do make the argument, that LeBron James is or will be the greatest of all time.
No.
But it's not even close.
No, it's not.
I ain't finished.
Okay.
But it's not even close.
You're aware that we're on a clock.
No, I know. I'm busting your chops. But it's not even close to when it comes to Tom Brady and the madness when people say that Joe Montana or Manning are better than him.
Okay.
It's maddening to me.
Okay.
Preach.
Is that it? Is it over?
Sure. You tell me.
Okay. I enjoyed that lead, Wiggy. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Curtis. That was for you, buddy.
I love
you. Curtis, Curtis, you know me. I like to keep up with the very latest in fashion trends for women.
Oh, yeah.
And with spring right around the corner, I thought I would share with Courtney and the women who listen to this program the what is apparently going to be all the rage this summer for women. If you're watching the show on Twitch, Ethan will show it to you. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. Apparently, this summer, the jean short thong is going to be the go-to for women all across America.
Oh. I like it.
Looks uncomfortable.
It does look a little uncomfortable. That is the front and there's the back.
All right.
This seems like a trend that originated in Canada.
It is interesting because there are jeans right now that have this format, but the rest of the jean is like a leather pant.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I actually own a pair and that I have in the back for the photo shoot later.
Uh-huh.
But this is interesting. Removing the rest of the fabric is...
I think it is a good... It's very similar to... who the hell was it? Kate Hudson and her workout gear?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I think this is a good trend.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that Lizzo will probably throw them on at some point.
There have been Now, I don't know.
It's actually a regular pair of jeans, and Lizzo makes them look like that when she puts them on. What?
There are some shorts that are close to the first picture that he put up out there, as far as what women are wearing nowadays. Uh-huh. But that's, you know, definitely.
So are you in favor of this trend?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
I mean, you're not?
I mean, I'm generally not a jorts guy. Shime, you appear to me to be a jorts guy.
I haven't been a jorts guy, Greg, since I was like 13.
Okay.
I did like my jorts back in the day, though.
Probably some. I would assume at the event you're going to this weekend, some guy's wearing jorts. What's with the dudes who
insist? A lot of chain wallets.
What about the dudes who insist on wearing shorts when it's minus 30 degrees outside?
Oh, the hardos?
Like it is this winter or like tomorrow? Like, I mean.
It's like guys wearing flip flops too when it's cold. But shorts, jean shorts are in.
Yeah, they are.
All right.
Yeah.
For John Cena?
No, for like every dude in America?
Yeah.
Like, where have you been for the last, I don't know, 6-8 months? Guys are wearing jean shorts all over the place.
All right. Okay. Well, that apparently is the fashion trend of the spring and the summer. The jong. Is that what you call it?
I kind of like that. I mean, I will never wear that. Jeans are uncomfortable to begin with. To do it in that fashion
is... What about midsummer at a road show or something? You wouldn't throw those on or something for comfort? Or for like when it comes to, it was very, very, very warm outside?
Beachcomber.
Yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, beachcomber could do. That could work.
All right. So you're on record. You're wearing the jean short thong to the beachcomber.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We'll need a good spray tan for that.
Okay. All right. Those are today's leads. I think we will revisit the lead of Curtis with regard to Robert Kraft and Tom Brady and a one-day contract coming up next.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Robert Kraft on CNN yesterday. And Curtis, you said Jones yesterday afternoon was saying Tom Brady should say no.
Right.
Should the Patriots offer.
And where was this when he was still playing and could still, you know, finish his career here? And this is obviously Robert Kraft owns the team. He is doing what's in the best interest of his organization. But in hindsight, it seems a little spotlight stealing in terms of trying to get the narrative out there quickly that Tom was always a Patriot. We never want him to leave. He was a son of mine that I loved dearly. And I think there's an easy way to resolve the whole thing. Sign the one-day contract and release to the public your last and final offer. Because there's so much of what Kraft is attempting to say is reliant on understanding what they offered him. In other words, if he offered the same deal and Tom chose Tampa, that means Kraft is being 1,000% honest, that he offered him fair market value, Tom chose to leave. If it wasn't, then what he said yesterday is disingenuous.
Do you think Robert Kraft was being disingenuous when he said that the first time he, you know, understood Tom Brady to be leaving was when Tom Brady came to see him on that fateful night and said, I'm out of here?
Yeah, I think it's similar to the Bogarts negotiation with the Red Sox. Obviously, different caliber player. But Sam and John and the whole organization believed that Xander loved Boston, and if they played on his heartstrings and said, you know, we love you, Xander, publicly, even if the money wasn't the same, that he was never going to leave. And so, yes, I believe there was an element of Robert Kraft that evening when it was when the deal was consummated with Tampa and it was finally out there that he was no longer a Patriot, that Robert was somewhat surprised because he just assumed Brady would capitulate as he always had.
Well, Tommy Curran also said yesterday, and it goes to show you that maybe it was more on Brady that the offer, because that's, and I'm with Curtis, you know, we all want to know the offer, but there he reported that it was $22 million a year that they were getting, so $3 million less than what Tampa offered him.
Okay.
Well, it's not the mill, it's what the guaranteed money would have been.
That's I think that's what he meant, is that he was going to get $22 million per year where Tampa was offering him $25 million per year. And I had always gone back, and I still to this day believe it was more about Robert Kraft than it is Bill Belichick. I think Robert's the one who goes, I'm not paying this guy. I'm not paying him $22 million or... Because it was somewhere between $15 and $22 million at the time is what everybody was putting out there. And I'm not giving him $25 million what he wants. He's 40, whatever he was at the time, 42. I'm not going to do that.
But you really think that it was $3 million that was the driving force to get Brady out of here?
No, I think Tom Brady wanted to go. I think the money wasn't there. There was $3 million more in Tampa, I guess. But I think also Tom Brady wanted to go and do it on his own.
Exactly.
He did not want to leave here. What are you guys talking about? He put his house on the market the day the team said, we are not coming to a long-term agreement with you. After they won, after the Super Bowl in 2018, he won his sixth. They were negotiating a long-term deal. He wanted to be paid into his 40s. The team didn't believe he could play that way, so he put his house on the market and left.
Curtis, it's possible that he didn't want to leave here, but his wife wanted to leave here.
That could very
and
well.
You know his wife wanted to leave here.
But, Greg, the timeline is the house doesn't go on the market until he's negotiating a long-term deal to remain with the Patriots.
But why do you always put that only on the organization and none of it on him?
I don't. At the time, I said I disagree with Robert Kraft. But logically, if Bill and Tom were no longer able to be copacetic, that you trust the ability of the coach to do his job at a high level for longer than the person and the athlete on the field, because what Tom was attempting to do was unprecedented. So I get that. But to sit back today and say that this was your son, when the day he left, Robert Kraft was calling during commercial breaks on First Take to get his side out there to Stephen A. Smith instead of going on camera and actually being asked the questions that he answered yesterday on CNN.
But doesn't it shake up, though, that Brady wanted out? Because if I had to put my last dollar on it, I believe that they offered him $22 million a year. And it might have only been a one-year deal where he only ended up getting, what,
two-year deal from Tampa Bay.
So it was 1 year, right? So the whole long-term thing is kind of thrown out the window. I believe he got to the point and he said, okay, it's not about the money. They're going to give me $22 million, the Patriots. I want to go somewhere else. That's what I believe. I don't believe it has anything to do with long-term, because we know he didn't sign a long-term deal with Tampa. He signed for one extra year.
And everything he said after leaving points me in that direction, that he was just done with being in New England, which is fine.
Yeah, whether it's Jones or Curtis saying that Tom Brady should say no and it's disingenuous of Robert Kraft, I don't agree.
Well, if we're going to cite Tom Curran about Tom Brady, this is what he said about Tom wanting to stay here long term.
A couple weeks ago, I asked, as there was being passed around speculation, will Brady come back to the Patriots? I said, that wouldn't happen, right? And I was told via text, that would not happen. He would never go back to the Patriots. Now, would he come back and sign a one-day contract? I would imagine the same thing holds true for the simple reason the Patriots had multiple years in which Brady all but crawled on his hands and knees to the door of Robert Kraft and said, please sign me. I don't want to move from this house in Chestnut Hill.
He crawled on his hands and knees begging Kraft to keep him because he didn't want to leave.
Yes, that is the narrative that Tom Brady Sr. was propagating to Tommy Curran.
Oh, so but now we're using Tom Curran to say $22 million, but we're not saying that that's accurate. So we're picking and choosing.
I understand that. I understand that both sides had a narrative that they wanted to get out. I just don't think Tom Brady's the kind of guy who says no. I think if the Patriots say we want you to do a one-day contract and come back here, I think he would because of the fans, wouldn't he?
He specifically left the Patriots out of his first retirement announcement entirely.
Yeah, oversight. Yeah.
And I was listening to Jones and Mego, and they talked about this yesterday, that he has some clause in his Tampa Bay contract, whereas if he retires, it saves them a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. So how does he do one day with the Patriots and retire to help them save money, similar to what Drew Brees did, to help Tampa save money towards their salary cap? So yeah. I don't think he does a one day just because of that.
All right. Well, interested in what you think about that this morning. We're going to get to They Said It coming up at 7:20. The Patriots do have a quarterback, and one New England Patriot has a message for Scheim and the rest of the noted Mac-haters, which we'll get to during They Said It coming up at 7:20 on today's show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.